Not to add insult to injury, but fuck you, nerds. You're getting hit in the face with a new episode of Ow. How Do We Human. It's the podcast where we overanalyze all of the weird and uncomfortable micro moments in life. And hey, I'm one of your hosts, Evan Cox.
And hey, I'm one of your hosts, Chris Binning.
I just realized that the way we end up on Riverside is opposite of the way that we are on YouTube, so that never occurred to me.
You pointed away from me. There you go.
But I can't flip it now. That would be crazy. The people would riot. Our 10 viewers would riot. Today, listen, we're talking about insults. That was a little self-deprecating comedy. I insulted ourselves. Hey, I didn't write that in my notes, but that's something to talk about. Or maybe that's an episode.
Maybe that's an episode too.
But before we get into any of these episodes.
Please.
Whew, that was close. Chris, I just need to know how you're doing, because it's been days.
It has been days since we've last spoken, and as a result, I don't have much going on, but...
Same.
And that's going to probably be a common theme for the next 3 episodes, everybody. Just brace yourselves. We got to bank a bunch of episodes right now.
We're banking a bunch of episodes, and you're in, like, what, you're 2 weeks away from the wedding. You're in you're in a very specific mode right now. There's not going to be a lot of stories until that's done.
It's true. So this is a story that I've been holding on to for a while. I even teased it in an episode and then just continued to hold on to it because the reason I hadn't shared it before was out of... a necessity of trying to keep it vague enough for my workplace.
Yeah.
And I still can't really do that 100%. But we're out of stories, so it's time to wing it. My workplace, we all have little security badges, and we're all supposed to, at different doors and checkpoints, you swipe your badge and you put in... a unique 4-digit PIN that you have to change every year when you get a new badge.
I say that's cool, but I also had to do that at Walgreens. I guess I've done that before. It is cool. I like having a badge.
You had to input a code at Walgreens?
For the clock, for the time card. Yeah, you had to punch
interesting.
In your code.
Boop.
And the register, actually, to be fair. Yes. Card on a zip line. Whoosh.
Oh, man, that's high-tech stuff at Walgreens.
Damn straight. I didn't mean to interrupt.
But anyway, we're everybody in this building, they're building a new building, and all of us will vacate this building in, I don't know, 2 years or so, and go to that new building. However... they decided to change or update or spend money on something that is unnecessary, which is to get a completely new, like, badge, like, keypad, essentially.
Okay.
At every door. So now instead of swiping, the new badges are supposed to get little chips in them, and you just kind of hover it near... the thing, and then it unlocks. Then you put your code in instead of swiping. However, because of like the building knows how many people work there, right? So you would think that they would get the right number of like chips for the new scanners that they are implementing.
I would think now,
you might see where this is going, which is—I've
got a guess.
They did this probably in November, and my badge renewal was up in February. So I was like, you know what? It's close enough that I'll wait. Some people were like, "I'm not waiting. I'm getting mine now." But I was like, "Whatever. I'll wait until it's my turn."
Yeah.
And then it becomes my turn, and I go to get my new badge, and they're like, sorry, we ran out of the chips. So you still have to swipe your badge. However, the way that we were printing the badges for the chips is inverse of how it's been the last 6 years you've worked here. So now it's backwards, which is more difficult to swipe because that they were not sucks. Planning on anybody swiping. But they didn't get the right number of chips, so now a bunch of us still have to swipe.
And so, somewhere they were planning for a small amount of people to be inconvenienced.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how small the number is either, because, unless everybody rushed them right when the thing happened and said, "Give me my chip now."
Yeah.
You would think that, since everybody's badge expires at some point during the year, you would think that, by February, three or four months away from when you started doing this, that you'd still have some chips left.
I'll put those chips on the table.
Yeah.
Put all the chips on the table.
Put all the chips on the table.
Gamble on Chris.
Get some salsa.
Ooh.
Evan,
I don't gamble with salsa. Yeah,
this hand is mild.
This hand is wet.
Hand is chunky. Evan, I have to know, especially with all of the teasing that we did before we started recording.
Yes,
of you hemming and hawing about how you don't have anything to share.
Hem, haw.
I gotta know what you landed on. For this, how you doing?
This is exciting. First, to answer the question in the room that you did not ask, I like my salsa a medium spicy, but not chunky. I like Mexican restaurant style salsa.
I agree.
My shit. I'm not a pico de gallo fan. Pico de get out.
Pico de get out.
Get out. Pico de guy. Oh, I don't have time for you. Okay. and also, just to be clear, your workplace, you're having to move to a new building. You do work for the Los Angeles Clippers, so enjoy the Intuit Dome.
Thank you.
It's going to be nice swiping those cards, getting on in the paint, as they say. That's your job.
Yeah, my job is to get in the paint.
Here's what I said.
Camouflage myself. I'm the Where's Waldo of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah, I like that. That would be fun. That'd just be a fun thing to do. It's
like the golden snitch. The team is still playing, but both teams have one player running around the full stadium trying to find a man camouflaged into the wall in paint.
And it's a player. It's one of the NBA players.
They're one of the NBA players.
Halftime, they're not resting.
Yeah.
They're not getting a rousing speech to come back in the half. They're looking for that snitch.
You gotta earn those million-dollar paychecks.
The other, and hey, I don't really need to fill time, but now I do feel like I need to share this. You mentioned, this is how far my brain went and how poorly my brain is working today. You talked about, certainly they'll have enough chips and you will wait for yours to come in. And I thought patience. And then I thought patience is a virtue. And then I thought the Warriors of Virtue. Do you remember this movie with a bunch of magical kangaroo fighters?
No.
Magical kangaroos that fight in a different dimension. The Warriors of Virtue. I fucking loved this movie as a kid and had toys. And until I just went on that stupid thought train, I forgot it existed.
I mean, this is...
Radical?
This is radical.
It rules.
I have never...
Did I lie?
I had never heard of this movie. And I would never have guessed that this is what the kangaroos looked like. Like full humanoid practical costumes.
What else?
I would have assumed animated movie.
Definitely not. No, there's a kid, his bully's chasing him, or they like tease him and go like, you gotta jump down this well. This crack in the hole. He jumps down and goes to another dimension and meets all those kangaroos, and they do karate and magic. That is an episode.
The story follows a young boy who stumbles into a mystical world based on the Tao Te Ching.
Yeah.
Where he meets the titular warriors of virtue. Anthropomorphic kangaroos who wield the powers of Tao and battle an evil warlord. The Irish band Clannad provided the original song Forces of Nature.
Oh, we're going to have to check that out sometime. Off pod. Spotify, don't come for us.
Have you
planned that? Don't come for us.
Did you also watch or even know of its existence? The direct-to-video sequel, Warriors of Virtue, The Return to Tao.
No. When did it come out? I need
2002.
Dang. I feel like I still would have been interested in seeing that.
Okay. It's a different person, but what the second build person on here is Kevin Smith, but it is not the American Kevin Smith.
So that, you know, there's movies, there's kitschy movies from the 90s that it's like, oh yeah, we all remember that shit. This is a good, like, hit me up. Does anyone else remember this movie? And has anyone else watched it more than once? Because I've seen it probably 7 times.
I've never heard of
it. I got
it.
Hooked.
Never seen it.
Caught it on VHS at the movie store in McClary. Anyways.
Do
you
want to know the plot of the second one?
Oh, yeah.
Despite only a few years having passed in the real world, many decades have passed in Tao, the parallel universe from the first movie.
Shit.
The kangaroos have changed over the years, now appearing little different from normal humans. And a new villain, Dogon, seizes control of Tao from its young queen. Ryan Jeffers and his best friend Chucky, now 16-year-old martial arts competitors in Beijing, find themselves unexpectedly transported to Tao, where it is shown that they are to become warriors of virtue.
Can you believe it?
I love the idea of Ryan Jeffers and Chucky,
yes,
being martial arts competitors in Beijing.
In Beijing. Ryan Jeffers and Chucky. No last name provided. I don't know, what do you call it? Secondary character syndrome? It's like, oh no, yeah. You don't need my last name. Is that what you we have?
It's not important.
I think we have secondary character.
We do.
Syndrome. Anyways, my update is I got a bill from Spectrum and TV's still on there. And that's,
yes!
I had called again. The Zumo box is gone, so I have no way to watch TV, but I am being charged for TV still. So the war, I'm a warrior of virtue. And honestly, I'm going to watch.
You don't have much patience.
I'm going to watch, that's fair, The Warriors of Virtue again. And learn something and bring that to my phone call the next time I'd have to talk to Spectrum.
Yeah.
I'll be a warrior of virtue.
Yeah, I like it.
And you know what they're going to do in response? Insult me.
Yeah, this episode, Evan, you reached out and said, hey, I have such a big story. I have to share it in a full episode. About insults, and now I've been waiting,
yeah,
bated breath, to find out who hurt you, or who did you hurt?
Ooh.
I don't know.
You don't
maybe
know what happened.
Evan's the one that did the insulting.
It was a sunny day. It was a sunny day on the mountain. I'd gotten work done early. I had went outside. Soaked up those rays, and I was like, you know what I've been looking into recently? Growing an herb garden. What sounds lovelier than that? A perfectly relaxing hobby. And then I've got these herbs around that I can use in my food. I love that. So I was like, I'm going to get a bunch of shit. I'm going to Lowe's. I'm going to get some herbs. I just decided against like planting from seeds because I'm new to this. I'm like, I'm just going to get some plants and keep them alive and keep them growing. So I'm going to get some basil. I'm going to get some thyme. And I'm going to get some oregano. And I was going to get parsley, but their parsley looked like shit. It was all very yellow and stuff. So, here's the thing to preempt this story, as if that weren't preempt enough. I don't... This genuinely, like, really upset me. So, I don't know...
I can tell.
I don't know to what level this is going to be funny. But I do promise, throughout this story, the end is funny. So stick with me okay. for a sec. So, at Lowe's, their pre-planted herbs are outside. Which, in the first place, that's not what this episode's about. But that is uncomfortable. I don't like that. I get that they need sun, but they've got the gardening section without a roof.
Okay.
I don't know. I get uncomfortable when stores just have shit outside. I feel like shopping around there looks like I'm stealing no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't like it. You're too trustworthy, Lowe's. But I'm out there. I leave my car. I'm walking towards that section. And I pass this guy. And in the most respectful way I can say... guy, I would say, unwell, possibly schizophrenic, talking to himself as he's walking. It happens, you know, I have empathy, for that man, but as I'm walking past, he starts coming after me and he says, "Stop fucking following me." And I'm like, okay, you know. Ignore it. Keep walking. Yeah, stop fucking following me. Because you're the ugliest person I've ever seen. And I'm like, okay. Ignore it. Keep walking. He's over there doing his own thing. I start shopping for herbs. This guy comes back. He says... "It's the ugliest fucking guy I've ever seen. Holy shit, look how fucking ugly this guy is." And he walks away. Everyone's kind of looking at me. I'm like, okay, I'm still letting it water off a duck's back. Back to shopping for my herbs.
And they don't have mirrors in the herb section, right?
No.
He's not seeing a glimpse of himself. Okay.
No. I had left my cart out on the side outside of the herbs to go in because the cart wouldn't fit in. So I walk in, I'm picking out plants, trying to keep my zen on, I'm keeping relaxed. And this lady comes up to my cart like she's going to take it. I'm like, oh, sorry, that's my cart. She's like, oh, it's your cart? I'm like, yeah, it's my cart. So I'm having a nice interaction. Ha ha ha. Okay. Oh, no worries. Yeah, have a good day. Here comes guy again. Look at this fucking ugly guy. This guy's the ugliest fucking person I've ever seen. Fucking, ew, disgusting. Walks away and then starts talking to the woman who was talking to me. He's like, isn't that guy so fucking ugly?
What the fuck?
I'm losing it at this point. So this is the first point where I responded. I was just like, I don't remember. I was like, what did I do to you? He's like, you're fucking following me. So that's when I go back to like, okay, I think he's schizophrenic. Maybe he's seeing something in me that's not actually there. Let it go. But at this point, it is genuinely getting to me. Because it's one thing to just be yelled at. And another thing when it's like he's running around letting everyone that walks past know that I'm the ugliest person in the world.
Right.
And it's stupid that is having any effect on me. But it's like, I don't think I'm an ugly person. I think I'm an attractive man. I think. Maybe I'm wrong. But I have had those thoughts in the past when I was younger. So you get the seeds of these thoughts of I'm an unattractive person. As an adult, still, having someone yell to strangers that you're the ugliest fucking person they've ever seen really, really hurt.
Yeah.
So he walks back. I'm like, okay. At this point, I'm like shaking. I'm just like, I'm fucking pissed off. And I'm like, I'm not gonna like hit this guy. God, there's nothing I can do except like this is where I'm also starting to have the thought of like, is there security here? Where are the employees here? Because I would love to stop being harassed, but this guy thinks I'm following him. So what do I do? Obviously, there's another worker out there watering. The guy walks past again. He starts going. He's like, wow. He's like, this guy's so fucking ugly. Goes up to the employee watering plants. Those flowers are so beautiful. Not like this guy. Have you seen this guy? Have you seen how fucking ugly this guy is? And she turns around and just kind of gives me a look and gets back to work. I'm like, okay, nobody's on my side here. And the guy leaves. It was like 6 or 7 times that this happened. And again, he's screaming. He's finding eye contact with anyone else he can find to let them know I'm fucking disgusting. So at this point, I'm just, it's not, I'm going inside. I had grabbed my plants that I needed. I'm going inside and hopefully that's it. I get a planter, I get some soil, shit like that. I pay for my stuff. I'm leaving. That woman who was out there before watering the plants, she's still out there. And I'm back to like, okay, whew, I think I can have a nice day. The second I step foot outside, this guy drives by. Window down. I don't know how he caught me the second I was walking out of the building. Drive by. Look at this fucking ugly guy screaming at the top of his fucking lungs. I just go, Jesus fucking Christ, are you kidding me? And the woman next to me is just kind of like ignoring the situation. So I just look to her for help. I just go like, I've never met this guy before in my life. And she's like, oh, like, I thought he was a friend of yours. what kind of friends do you have?
Yeah,
that's a problem right there. And I was like, no, this guy's been, and I had the thought as I was doing it, like, I shouldn't be cursing at the employees. Not that I was cursing at her, but I was just like, yeah, this guy's been fucking harassing me for like an hour.
Yeah,
and blah 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 blah. She's like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." Yeah, okay,
he's my manager, so I can't. So I'm do just anything.
Like, what can you do? And I start walking away, and she's like, "By the way, you're not ugly." I was like, "Okay, thank you."
Oh, thank you.
So that was the whole situation. The drive-by yelling blew my fucking mind.
Yeah,
and also made me want to. Like afterwards I was like, man, I wish I grabbed his license plate because that guy should not be behind the wheel. Yeah, so long story short, just say some outrageous shit happened to me, and I found it made me realize how infrequently we are actually like full-on insulted to our faces in society. Yeah. You know what I mean? You as you grow, you build armor, you build like a shield to certain shit, like, oh, someone at work doesn't like the work you did. It's like, that comes with the territory. But I just found like, no, that doesn't happen that often. And that's not a shield I've built. And it fucking hurt. I really, yeah. really, really did not like that. So have you ever had anyone do that to you?
No. That has not happened to me.
Good.
Yeah. It is, I do agree that it's rare that like you really get fully insulted. It's usually like passive aggressive behavior
exactly,
that you take as an insult. That's what happens more often as an adult, I think. But
100%. The amount of things I take as an insult that aren't is astounding.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I mean as someone with an occasionally customer facing job, I don't think that I've really been like insulted, at least not in several years, to where like I remember it clearly. Yeah. There are people that have yelled at me or like been upset, but they've never fully insulted me, even if they're like, you know, fuck you or whatever. Yeah. Like that, I almost don't count that, which yeah, is,
you don't go,
says something else about our society. But
like, me personally?
As far as, yeah, like customer service facing jobs, there was one person that like called me an idiot, and I think I talked about that because I didn't know, and I still really don't, as far as alcohol goes, the difference between a handle and a pint.
Yeah,
or whatever.
And I've told this before too, where I was like a cashier, and the like store policy was like, you know, whatever, like don't make a deal after the exchange, where like then after that they give you more money so that you give them a different amount of change or whatever.
Right.
And so, but the guy tried to do it, and he was like, "Are you that bad at math that you can't?" figure this out.
I hate it.
The
answer is yeah, I am. Lay off. No, the only other time I remember like just being insulted with someone, because maybe I've mentioned that before, because I used to have like big kind of wavy hair, and someone called me a clown looking motherfucker, which, hey, that's an insult that just made me laugh. So
yeah,
rather that than the other.
Yeah, I mean, the other, like, other than passive aggressive behavior, like, even at, like, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and there was this guy in a suit,
hey,
who, you know, leaves his cart like diagonal so that like almost the entire thing is blocked and people go around him, right?
It's the rule of the suit.
Then he and I are the only people in the, like, hey, we're in the cookie aisle. So I stopped to grab cookies, and he's like, excuse me, and then grabs my cart and moves it so that he can get by. It's like, fuck off. There's just like, there's so much behavior that like, I don't know if you have these inclinations as well. Perhaps not, given how your situation played out. But there are times where like somebody is doing something that really bugs me. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't, to be fair, but does. And you can kind of tell from their behavior that they're very arrogant and clueless that other people in the world exist.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on, start something.
Yeah.
start a verbal exchange.
Let's
with
go.
Me. And I'm sure that if they were to actually do that, like, part of it is that they are so oblivious that they like, they would never do that because they're not even thinking about you at all. But like, I think even if they were to start something, I would still not get up in arms about it, because who knows how it's one thing to just like hurl insults at each other.
Yeah.
It's another to you don't know how violent a person is willing to get. So
yeah.
It's kind of a dangerous game, dangerous challenge to want. I was driving the other day on a 2-lane road where me and this Lexus are stopped at the the stoplight.
Okay.
It's 2 lanes, and then it continues into 2 lanes.
Great.
Light turns green. That Lexus comes all the way over as if it had merged into a 1-lane thing, and they didn't even notice another car was on the road. And I thought about laying on the horn or flashing the brights, and I didn't. I just got to be mad by myself in my car.
That's how it goes. I definitely have those tendencies, but I have. Yeah. I think I've become old enough to realize that, I'm not going to do anything. That happened just the other day, and something like that, like a traffic thing. I mean, I mentioned to you how shitty people could be, and you probably experienced it yourself driving up and down the mountain out here. People ride your ass the whole way up. It's a one lane twisty road, and there'll be a white Tesla behind you wanting to go 80 miles per hour up a one lane twisty road. Once it gets to a place where they can pass, they speed past you, whatever. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, I'm stopping to get gas. Oh, if I stop and get gas and they are also there stopping and get gas, I'm going to be like, even in my head, I'm just like, I'm going to be like, hey, like, don't drive like that. That's not safe. You're going to get hurt and you're going to hurt someone else. You could kill someone with that driving. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say shit. I'm not going to do anything. So what's it matter? I try to learn to let it all go, but I can't. It's my biggest vice. Just resentment.
Yeah.
I thrive on it. I love to resent strangers.
Yeah. Well, it's important to note that many of them deserve it.
That's true.
have you ever received a compliment that you then realized much later after the fact was an insult?
Dang. I hate this. I would love it if right now I just realized all the compliments in my life were insults. Compliment. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that, it wasn't. Yeah, I can't think of a specific example of that. The only thing that popped in my head was, it wasn't like a delayed thing. It was like someone saying something like a compliment and it immediately like really pissed me off, and I'm like, nope, that's not nice.
So you found the insult within the compliment?
Yes. You're talking about? Yeah. We were talking about a movie. It's just a friend. We talk about movies a lot, and there was a movie that had come out we disagreed on, and they were just like, oh yeah, well, Evan's, he's a, what was it? Is there, like, he's not a very visual person in terms of like the movies they watch.
Okay.
Okay. So you're just finding like a way to make me less than because you like this and I don't, and I like this and you don't. I hated that.
Yeah. It will perhaps never be fun to talk about movies ever again in our lives.
Impossible. But yeah, I'm plenty visual.
Yeah. I mean, even when you and I talk about movies, it's basically like, I watched this thing.
Yeah.
I either liked it or I didn't.
Well, and that ours is a great example of, a friendship where it's like we've talked about movies enough, and we both love movies. We just, certain movies we love different ones and certain ones we agree on, but we know each other's spaces kind of. So there's just, I think there's a mutual respect there. And when we disagree on something, it's not like, you fucking idiot. Oh yeah, that's right. You're too dumb. You don't. I can't do it.
Which definitely segues into where I think you may be more likely to be insulted in your adult life is on the internet. But I do want to double back real quick because there is a compliment that I have been receiving for years.
Oh no.
And I've only just now decided to find the insult in. And to be fair, they're not insulting me.
Okay.
I don't think. Maybe we can work together and figure out a way for this to personally affect me.
But with our powers put together, we can make you feel like shit.
We've talked before about like how we both love to make announcements in a business. Like, use that PA system. Mm. We love to be on the PA.
Get me on there.
And frequently, I'll receive a compliment from somebody, like a customer in the business. And they're like, wow, either thank you. Sometimes they're always the same. It's always the same type of person. Mm-hmm. Like you can, all of these people fit together in a specific age bracket, presumably a specific political identification bracket. But they all will say, well, thank you so much for speaking so clearly. you're so good on the microphone. You're so clear. Great enunciation so that we can actually understand you.
You're so eloquent.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so well spoken.
Exactly. And for years, I had always interpreted that as like a pat on the back for my public speaking ability.
Yeah.
But recently, I've decided that it's actually an insult on many other people in my position.
Yeah.
Who perhaps have stronger accents or use different vernacular or
thank you for being American. Thank you for being
exactly
born in like kind of a middle America, just having that that accent that makes me feel nice.
Exactly. That's exactly what I now understand it to mean.
Or at least have interpreted it.
Yeah, and hey, it's not much of a lumping in. That Venn diagram is nearly a circle.
Those are smooth mashed potatoes. that's fantastic. And that is always uncomfortable once you realize that that's going in a shitty direction. Because then what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you follow that up with?
I know, because it used to be like, oh, thank you. But now it's like, yeah, thanks.
Thank you. I don't know if this... I mean, it felt like an insult. So I guess that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is... I'll make it brief. But this is a story I've been meaning to tell for years now.
Yes.
Genuinely years of this podcast. We did the episode about dating. We've done things around it. And I kept forgetting. It was one of those like not like, oh, it doesn't fit here. It's just like we would finish recording and I'd be like, damn it, I didn't tell that story.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, now that I'm hyping it up, not a very good story. But check this out. Now, there was a, I was working at Walgreens and I had quit. Before I had quit, there was a girl that came in, a customer, that talked to me and then asked if we were hiring. And I sent her to talk to the boss. And eventually, she ended up getting a job. And she started work on the day that I had left. I'd quit already. And so I was walking out while she's working at the front register. She's like, ooh, bye. And so like through friends, we vaguely kept in touch. And she let me know like, hey, why'd you quit? I got that job because I thought you were cute.
What?
Which that is another thing happens? Looking back, I'm like, that's weird. that should have let me know this is weird. But hey, at that age, it let me know. Ooh.
Right.
Exciting. I feel special.
Take this, schizophrenic man in the garden section.
That's right. Pulling them in at Walgreens. So I, you know, as we've talked, I've never been Mr. Heavy, like, oh, I'm hitting on people. I'm a good, like, very good flirter. It's like, and that's another thing, like, you wish you could tell your younger self is it's not like, oh, how good at flirting and shit are you? There will just be people who are attracted to you. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
They're out there. They'll find you eventually. Have
hope. If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. So... Basically, at a certain point, we started like hanging out. She invited me out drinking with her and a friend. And we went to bars, kind of bar hopping, getting close with each other, but nothing crazy happening because I'm a gentleman, as I see in my head. I just want to get close to this person, see how it is, see if I enjoy spending time with this person. We go out a few times like that. At a certain point, I think it was like she was going to work. I happened to be like shopping at Walgreens because I lived right next to it at the time still. And I'm leaving. We cross paths. And she just goes, and to be clear, this in and of itself is not an insult. If you are, that's fine. She goes, are you asexual? I was like, what? No. Not at all.
Asexual, like, deviant.
Why do you ask? it all suddenly like flooded to me. Like, oh, she like, yeah, she's been in since day one. Right. And I'm just like, what?
In fact, she told you that she was in, and you were like, I'll go to a bar.
So I realized I moved so slowly that it wasn't genuinely like her trying to hurt my feelings or insult me. It was her I moved so slowly.
Yeah.
She genuinely had to ask. Do you want to have sex with anyone ever? am I barking up the wrong tree? So it's a very different kind of insult. Again, nothing wrong with being asexual. Just I'm not. And in that situation made me start to feel really bad about myself. So I don't know. The insults pile up over time, and you take them all into your soul, and you feel bad about yourself. At least I did.
Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about this in the depression episode, and certainly maybe some other ones. I don't remember if we did an episode on bullying. Maybe I feel like we did. But all of that lead up to say that at this point, with perhaps the exception of mentally ill people you may run into on the street, nobody has said crueler insults than we have to ourselves. Mm,
ain't that the truth?
And it sucks. It does. Because you say them out loud and you're like, man, nobody should say that to another person.
Nope.
But I say it to myself. And I say it enough times until I believe it.
Yeah. And I know well enough, like, well, if I see myself at the gas station, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring it up.
There have been times, I don't know if you feel this way as well, because as we start to wrap up, I do feel like it's important to mention that, you know, we're not strictly victims on this podcast.
It's true.
I have chosen to hurl an insult once or twice in my life.
It's happened.
And you know, they say that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will last forever, or whatever that bullshit is. Words. I don't remember what it is.
Words will last forever. Sticks and stones will break my bones. Words will never hurt me.
But that's the thing, is like, that's demonstrably false.
I think it just means physically. Can't cut me in half your words.
Can't cut me in half with your words. You'll just let me then slowly cut myself in half over many years thinking about your words. But I get what I mean is, there's like the mentality that the words for whom they are said to,
yeah,
those words leave a scar forever. Mm-hmm. Right? You think about the people and the words they've used to insult you.
Yeah.
I also feel like some of the insults I've used on other people, especially as a wee lad in middle school.
Yes.
I still think about those too. And I'm like, man, probably shouldn't have done that. Ooh. I should have chosen kindness, yeah. even though this person I did not care for.
I wonder, because I'm having a... That is the sort of stuff that does stick with me forever. But it's, I think for me, this is maybe worse. For me, it's all physical. The times when I hit somebody. The time when sure. I jumped off a playground thing and landed on a kid.
Yeah.
That makes me go like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that. The words
I
are
do
not,
have. I definitely have those as well.
The words are not coming to me. I know I've said plenty of shit to other people as a youngster that I should not have. But, yeah, nothing is coming to mind, conveniently enough.
It's convenient. Do you think that because we feel regret about it, it means that we're...
good boys.
Good boys. Yeah. That's exactly what I was searching for.
Yeah, remorse is neat. Yeah. Shows empathy.
Yeah, empathy, growth, maturity.
Yes, we all must grow like a little herb plant in Evan's.
But also,
front yard.
Like, some people do need to be insulted. I don't think I'm the right person to do it anymore.
Listen, talk shit.
I gotta pass the torch.
That's right. I gotta pass the torch to you, listeners. Get out there,
Gen Z. Get out there and start insulting people that I think deserve it.
Yeah. I think that's the kind of the last the point I want to land on. What was it? Something happened recently, and I said some shit, and it wasn't inflammatory stuff. It was just kind of me defending myself, but in maybe a little too aggressive of a way. Not like I insulted the other person necessarily, but you get the gist. Same idea, and. It's I do that not very frequently anymore, which is good. I don't get overly riled up and say shit I regret as often. Growth. But every time I do, it doesn't feel good. And that's the number one thing. When we're sitting in our cars, road raging and thinking, man, if I could get face to face with this person, that would feel so good. It's never in my life. It has never once felt good to say something mean to someone. Even if it's someone I hate, I can't stand them. It doesn't feel good to hurt their feelings. I feel like a piece of shit. So maybe not. Maybe we'll reel that back. I did say that was the last thing, but I guess the only other thing I had in my notes, if we want to talk about this at all, is general.
Is it the amount of meth that's consumed in the city that you went to that Lowe's for?
Not as much as in the town I was born in. not born in, but, you know, I think it's the same county.
I was born in the meth.
I was born in a meth lab.
adopted it.
A lot of people were. No, I want to talk about
a lot of people were?
A lot of people are born in meth labs. The amount of meth labs that were in Grace Harbor County when I was growing up. There's a lot.
Man, I hope,
meth
I hope
babies.
That doesn't come up in our quizzle today.
Ooh, I hope it does. I need to catch up. I was just going to talk about shit talking real quick. Because, and hey, if anyone's listening, this isn't an insult to you either. I'm not insulting anyone. I swear I'm innocent. But Jocelyn's family, shit talking, very much like a love language with them. They like to...
Hey, all right.
They like to fuck around. They like to shit talk each other. And... I've never been that way. And I recognize, like, I will do it with other people. So maybe it is just like a level of comfort thing. But I don't know. I don't even know necessarily what I'm saying. I think I just need to get to a very specific level of comfort with someone before they shit talk me or my girlfriend.
Sure. There's definitely like a level of comfort issue.
Yeah.
There is. It's okay. So let's really break this down because I suddenly have a lot to say about this. because there are different, you know, things. I want to separate this particular type of shit talking from like gossip slash shit talking behind people's back.
Yes.
Because don't get me wrong, I do that shit all the time. And it's a problem, but also I love it.
It's addictive as hell.
That's my meth. Talking behind people's back, that's my meth. Now that's what I call meth.
Kisses are my praise and gossip is my meth.
That's a shirt.
It feels relatable. I don't know, maybe we could sell some shirts. I don't know.
But anyways, shit talking like to one another.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because I like the like shit talking gossipness, I feel like I should like the other,
right?
The shit talking in a group. But I feel like with some exceptions, like sometimes, hey, something, whether it's at my expense or at somebody else's expense, is universally objectively fine.
Yes.
And that's okay. Yeah. But there are, like, I have a coworker who, like, to get you kind of in the mindset of the type of shit talking that we're going with here.
Yeah.
Loves his favorite comedian. Ooh. Is Matt Rife.
Mm.
And
oh boy.
There's like a level of like, I'm allowed to shit talk everybody else. Mm-hmm. But if you come for me, I will not stand for it.
No, that is not funny. That's not how comedy works.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's like he likes to shit talk a lot. You know, don't get me wrong. He's the person who continues to call me Walter White since I've shaved my head.
We see you.
Yeah. And, you know, we can get into the logistics of why that nickname doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Given the facial hair.
And the fact that meth is not your meth.
Yeah.
Gossip's your
meth. Made it clear 100 times. Gossip is my crystal blue persuasion.
Use a gossip girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the gossip girl.
Yeah.
You heard? But yeah, so I guess it's like I kind of want, like, there's a part of me that wants to be like, yes, shit talking amongst friends is always cool. But that's not how I feel. I feel the opposite. Thumbs down on
gladiatorial.
Yeah.
Let me think about this. To the death. I just realized something that there's a pretty, for me, I think, a clear delineation here.
Yeah.
And I want to bring it back to last week's episode. I want to bring it back to the batch party, baby. Because there was I essentially started a little running joke where I was kind of bullying Wes. I was refusing to get him glasses of water and getting water for everyone else. And I found it very funny.
Yeah.
And it felt for the most part like Wes was also laughing with it, so it was okay. I did, as soon as you guys left, be like, was I being an asshole? Fuck, it happens sometimes my joking goes a little too far and I hurt people's feelings, and I hope that wasn't the case. But that is the type of, like, between friends shit talk. It's not really shit talk, but that sort of thing I do enjoy. It can be funny if it's happening to me, if I'm partaking. I think that's funny. What I don't like is, like, for instance, right now, March Madness brackets are going on. I'm also, you know, fantasy football shit like that. Just the, like, you picked this person to win? Like, what the fuck? What were you thinking? Oh my God, I'm going to kick your ass. You, right. Like, I get no joy out of that.
Yeah, I think that there is, for me, a fine line between fun banter and like shit talking slash like essentially just like bullying, but it's okay because we're bros, right? No. No, I don't think it is.
No. You were insulting my intelligence, just like Quizzle is about to do.
That's right.
But first,
we gotta take care of some business.
We gotta go butt first out of here and run through the rest of this. I don't know.
Okay.
Butt first.
Well, butt first comes Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, HowDoWeHuman.com, Pocket Casts, anywhere that you get your podcasts. You can find new and past episodes of How Do We Human. Also, please rate and review and comment, subscribe, follow. Leave us 5 stars, please. We're literally begging.
We're starving for stars. Om, nom, 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 nom.
We're starving for stars. Om, nom, 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 nom. Is that a shirt?
These are all great shirts.
You can also follow us on our social media. You can check us out on Instagram at How Do We Human.
We got that handle.
Facebook at How Do We Human.
I don't think you're ready for the handle. I almost said, ooh, we tweet those tweets. That was a blast from the past. Tough.
It is tough to not do.
No.
You can find us on YouTube at How Do We Human.
Reach out and hold our hand like this.
Beautiful. You can also leave us a voicemail.
Oh yeah.
323-657-9896.
Look out, the warriors of virtue are calling.
we didn't do this before, so apologies as I do it live on the pod. I'll give you a task, I guess, in the meantime, which is, you can send us an email to howdowehumanpod@gmail.com.
The best part of that handle is that it's an email.
Okay.
Poor landing. Oh boy.
I'm trying to get like I found a website that was like, what does this phone number spell?
Don't get me started.
And
this fucking website.
This website is straight up garbage.
Yeah. I think you're on. Is it Yellow?
I'm on Internet Marketing Ninjas. But I'll share my screen briefly so that you can all see what sort of options we have here. Which of these would you find most easy to remember?
I mean, Datto 57 or 5798, yo, isn't the worst.
Fafol 79 and then the word 2.
Well, this is, to be fair, better than the website I landed on. The yellow one I was talking about. Because that one looks like it's going to kick ass. It's going to work so well. Type your number in here. Type the number in. Red error alert. You didn't insert a number. No matter what you do, that's all it says.
I mean, we do have a bit of a tricky number here where we are limited on vowels once you get past the area code.
It's true. But, that's true.
We will continue to think about what this could possibly be.
I liked there was one that was B, B, E, and then the four numbers and then two spelled out.
Yeah, there's a lot of two spelled out, which is a problem funny. For a phone number. But
it's problematic.
Speaking of a problem, hey. It's time to take our quizzle. You know, we are, as we've mentioned many a time at this point, we are competing to try to get to 100 points.
Yeah.
The other problem here is Evan and I, a little peek behind the curtain, we did record the last episode in two separate days.
That's true.
And
oh yeah.
at the end of the second right. day, we were like, hey, let's just take a quiz for fun anyway, yeah. not record it. And it was the best, at least that I've done.
That's right. I did have that one that I crushed, but otherwise early on where you second best I've it. Ever done. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got one and more right than I did. You got all of them right, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember if I whiffed the last one, but I got four in a row for sure. So the knowledge that like we can do very it. Well is now going to weigh on both of us forever because I don't know that we're going to be able to replicate what happened.
No.
This is a new set of questions though. The score, by the way, Evan, as a reminder, Chris with 28 points, Evan with 22 points.
Okay. Damn, I have some catching up to do.
Question number one.
I hate this already.
What was the first video game played in space? Pong, Tetris, Space Invaders, or Pac-Man?
Here's last week, the one that ended up in the episode. I fuck myself over and over again by overthinking.
Yeah.
And this is going to now bite me in the ass, but I'm going first thought, best thought, and I have my answer.
I am also going with my first thought. There is one that like is singing its siren song to try and lure me over to it, but I do have my answer. I'm going with Pong.
I'm going with Pong, too. And my siren song is a little Russian theme song from Tetris.
Oh, my siren song was Space Invaders, because that seems funny to me.
It would be.
So, like, would somebody have had that humor to then bring Space Invaders to space?
Our astronauts.
But we're both answering Pong, and Tetris was correct.
Damn it.
So.
What brand of sunglasses did Audrey Hepburn sport in the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's? Fendi, Carrera, Burberry, or Ray-Bans?
Look, I have absolutely no idea. There is one that's calling out to me, and so I'm just going to go first thought, best thought again, even though just backfired. I'm picking Burberry, Evan.
I'm picking Carrera.
Okay. And it was Ray-Bans.
Of course it was Ray-Bans.
How long did China's one-child policy last? 85 years, 22 years, 35 years, or 10 years?
Whew. I mean, it feels like it would be 85 years, but I don't know. I remember learning about it.
Yeah, me too.
85 years is such a long stretch from 35, the next highest.
Yes.
See, now I'm overthinking it again, and it's going to be 85 years.
I am overthinking this one big time.
first thought, best thought's been going terribly so far.
I know.
I'm going 22 years.
That's kind of where I was leaning as well. And the reason is it seems like it should be a roundish number of like the 5 years or the 0 years.
Yeah.
On the end of it, I'd be for 10. But the 22 sticks out.
It feels real.
It doesn't feel right, but it feels real. Does that make sense? Because the only one I think it's not is 10. I think 10 is wrong.
10 is just wrong.
But it, I think it could be any of the other three, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, 22 is, it sticks out as a, as just a different that number.
Can't change so now.
22 is 35.
Of course
we
it was.
Might not go up at all in this round. This might be a full on stalemate.
Well, not now because I know what this means. Fuck. I really don't. What do you get giving me the tough to pronounce words? What do edentulous, let's say edentulous mammals not have? Yeah. Actually, maybe I do know this. Ears, bones, wings, or teeth?
Look, this is that catnip question all over again, because I have an answer that I think must be wrong, but it's the only one that like I can justify to myself at all. I'm going with teeth.
Has to be
teeth. Because dent as in dentures is my reasoning.
Yeah.
All right, we both go up one, so it is in a way still a stalemate. Yes. We just each go up a point at least.
Oh, God.
The Öresund Bridge connects Sweden to what other nation? Finland, Denmark, Norway, Iceland.
I'm not aware of Scandinavian bridges.
Yeah.
I know some of these connect, but also could have a bridge connecting them. My sure. first instinct, we're just going back to it. My first instinct was Denmark, but I also feel like that might be farther away than I'm thinking and an outrageous distance for a bridge that I've never heard of to be. But I'm going to stick with it. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to go with Norway. And nice. The only reasoning is like anytime something is shot in Norway.
Yeah.
They go on that long, windy bridge. Is that the Öresund Bridge?
I don't know.
Or even if Norway is correct, it might not be the Öresund Bridge. But that I'm going with Norway. Evan's going with Denmark. Let's see if the gap either closes, expands, or stays exactly the same.
Yeah!
Denmark is correct. Evan gains a point on me.
Yeah! Freeze frame. So what, I'm down by six still, or
let's
or am
see.
I down by five? Now?
I now am at 29 points, and Evan is at 24.
Okay,
so a five point difference. That is enough to be made up in one single game.
Can be done.
You get everything right, and I get everything wrong.
Oh, that'd be so good. That'd be so good. all right, well, hey,
bye.
Is there not, bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we're done.